From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. On the internet, 2006 was the year of YouTube. 12 months ago, who would have known that lip-syncing teenagers and stolen bits of TV shows would be worth $1.65 billion? But in October, that's how much Google paid for YouTube and its collection of laughing babies, anime, and music videos.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear.
In the space of a year, YouTube has sent the entertainment industry off in a new direction. NPR's Wendy Kaufman has this report on the rise of YouTube.
It started modestly enough. One of YouTube's founders posted videos of his cat, PJ, on a newly created video sharing site. Fast forward 20 months, and the way we think about entertainment is changing. Beyond that, we have less privacy, and there's more transparency in public life. YouTube wasn't the first to offer an online video sharing service, but Kevin Werbeck of the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School says there were a number of reasons that it gained so much traction so quickly.
One thing that they did was made it drop-dead simple for people to submit videos. Another thing that they did was made it very easy for people to share those videos on their own websites like MySpace, blogs, and other places. And then the third thing that they did right, which was somewhat risky, was they had an open model.
While other sites screened content for copyright and other problems in advance, YouTube didn't. It took material off the site only if there were complaints. That meant more people put more stuff on YouTube. And now nearly 20 million people view the site each month. Some of the videos are wacky, weird, or amateurish. This man's taking his dog Ginger for a stroll.
Okay, time for a walk. Time for a walk. My little neighborhood.
But there's also highly produced material from mainstream entertainment companies such as Capitol Records. OK Go is the band. And then there's political content, as Republican George Allen of Virginia learned in his Senate campaign this fall.
My friends, we're going to run this campaign on positive, constructive ideas. And it's important that we motivate and inspire people for something. This fellow here over here with the yellow shirt, Makaka, or whatever his name is, he's with my opponent. He's following us around everywhere. And it's just great. We're going to places all over Virginia. So it's good for you.
Allen's racially charged and dismissive remarks were seen and heard by millions on YouTube, and millions more when network TV picked up the story. The remarks may well have cost him his U.S. Senate seat. As Jeffrey Cole, executive director of the Center for the Digital Future at the University of Southern California, puts it, nothing goes away anymore.
And Americans are learning more slowly that everything you do and say, even if you're not a celebrity, but especially if you're a celebrity, everything you do and say is being recorded. And now there's a place that you take those recordings and everybody can see them over and over again.
YouTube is also changing what entertainment looks like. Consider Lonely Girl 15.
Hi, guys. So this is my first video blog.
The YouTube video blog, which was very popular earlier this year, was eventually exposed as fake. The so-called blogger was really an actress. Still, it demonstrated just how popular short-form video could be. Google's purchase of YouTube for $1.65 billion last fall prompted some analysts to question whether Google had overpaid. Two other individuals are shaking their heads, in this case with giddiness. Chad Hurley and Steve Chen are both in their late 20s.
This is Chad and Steve. We're the co-founders of the site, and this is great. Two kings have gotten together.
Kings?
The king of search, the king of video have gotten together. We're going to have it our way. You can't do that. Cut.
Google bought the online video sharing site for a number of reasons, in part because it was hot, and in part because it didn't want anyone else to get it. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.